The Georgia Accountant Commission works closely with the University of Georgia Accountant team on various issues of importance to producers across the state. And in this report brought to you by the Georgia Accountant Commission, Jared Whitaker, UGA Cotton Extension Agronomist, says their research efforts are designed to get information out to growers to hopefully make them more profitable.
As far as trying to be conscious of things that are going on, ultimately this year's been unique just like every year is. Our ideas are, thinking about cotton and being timely with harvest. So we capture good yields and maintain that good fiber quality we have in Georgia. Georgia always has the good and the bad and everything in between, right? We're always, we have everything because of our weather and our different soil textures. We've got some of the best cotton we've ever had, and then we've got some cotton in our dryland fields that have suffered. I'll be honest. It'll be interesting to see how they come out. But, all across the board, I think our irrigated crop is good to maybe even better, and our dryland crop is fair to somewhere in there.
Whitaker says when it comes to the 2016 growing season, it's been a hot year.
And with cotton, cotton grows, based on heat units, or basically it can speed its development based on how hot it is. And this has been one of the hottest years we've had. And so ultimately, I think we'll see the crop develop and open up and be ready for harvest earlier than we have in the past. And so to me, that's the big issue and the big thing to think about. We've got cotton that I think is going to open up very fast and could deteriorate a little faster than usual just because of how quickly it's going to develop and become mature.
To learn more about research programs with the UGA Cotton Team, just contact the Georgia Cotton Commission office in Perry. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.